In Afghanistan, the United Nations has begun an effort to clear away unexploded bombs. The U.S. military has dropped thousands of them, and the ones that didn't go off remain on the ground, along with leftover explosives from previous wars. NPR's Steve Inskeep followed a U.N. team working in Kandahar.
So many bomb fragments cover Kandahar's main military base that the ground jingles when you walk on. A United Nations team is crossing a place where 12,000 Afghan soldiers once lived. The U.S. bombed this place night after night, turning tanks into twisted scrap and buildings into gravel. No sign remains of the Taliban defenders, except the burnt black soles of their shoes. Today, the U.N. is assessing conditions here, the first step in a cleanup. Team member Syed Ahmad moves carefully.
It is so dangerous, this area.
The U.S. bombing struck Taliban ammunition stockpiles. Many of those explosives went flying across the base. Mortar shells, rockets, and landmines lay strewn everywhere, including a green canister that Nur Ahmad Azimi points out on the ground.
Russian anti-personnel mine.
There are hundreds of them here. Are they live? You're braver than me to pick that up. The fuse isn't set, he says. And he starts pointing out fuses that are. Azimi supervises UN demining efforts in Kandahar. He wears a gray turban, a black beard, and aviator sunglasses. In addition to all the explosives on the surface, this military base still has old Russian mines buried underground. Azimi advises everyone to walk along some tire tracks that lead safely through the wreckage. And then the tracks stop. So he confers with some soldiers who know the land, picks a direction, and sets off across the rubble. He ends up looking at an American bomb that sits unexploded on the lip of a crater. Cleaning this base will be a complicated job, Azimi says, and may take months. And the base is one of at least 20 sites in Kandahar that the team is studying. Near the Kandahar airport, villagers complain of unexploded cluster bombs outside their homes. And it will take extra time to clear them since the U.S. bombing also destroyed all the demining equipment in Kandahar. Until new machines arrive, the deminers can only warn people not to touch what they find. That's what Azimi tells a soldier near the edge of the military base, near an ammunition stockpile that exploded. He tries to tell the man not to touch a particular type of grenade, but the soldier just laughs. I picked up one of those yesterday, the soldier says, and nothing happened. Azimi tries to show what might happen next time. Taking his right hand, he makes a chopping motion across his left wrist. Outside the military base, in the middle of a farm field, the assessment team inspects an American Mark 84 bomb. It weighs 2,000 pounds. It's a little bit bigger than a coffin, and it rests flat on the ground as though someone had gently placed it alongside the corn stalks. The bomb is in good condition, though a few pieces are missing. And even as the assessment team studies its find, the new owner of the missing pieces happens by. His name is Mohammed Zai. He says he found this bomb 2 months ago. He found a small parachute attached to it, and he's been carrying the chute around ever since. I use this to tie up bundles of stuff, he says. He says he also removed two hooks from the side of the bomb, hooks that once attached it to an American airplane. He says he attached the hooks to the bumper of his car. Mohammed Zai makes his living as a scavenger. Sometimes he picks up pieces of firewood to sell. Sometimes he takes apart bombs and gets $1 for every 2 pounds of scrap aluminum. The recent conflict has been good for his business. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
To see pictures of the UN bomb clearing work in Afghanistan, go to our website, npr.org.